tell you about Iowa State University's foray into development work. We've had a lot of faculty who do this work in Africa. But we had in the mid-90s, one of our donors to the college said, we'd really like to develop a sustainable program and we'll fund it for you. And that was wonderful, and we had to figure out where to go. And we ended up in East Central Africa, in Uganda, a little area called Kumuli District. The key players in getting that started were Dr. Rob Mazur and Lorna Butler. They are sociologists, and they have been in Africa for a very long time working. And so we were trying to connect their understanding of sociology and working with small landholder farmers to a practical agricultural program. Started out very humbly, working with small landholder farmers, about 300 or so, and has evolved dramatically over the years. And I'm going to use the one picture's worth a thousand words approach to help you get through this. But we have a lot of components, and it involves water, involves nutrition, involves working with farmers directly, working with small landholder farmers in communities, working with schools, building facilities, providing a lunch program. All these things emerged because we had the opportunity to be flexible and try some things that might work or might not work, but so many of them have been very, very successful, mostly because we work very closely with stakeholders, work with farmers, work with community leaders to determine how best we can help them meet their needs, their interests, in moving projects forward. And if you ever worked on a school lunch program, that's a major issue. We're feeding well over 2,000 students every day at about four or five schools, and it's a huge project because it involves a garden program, it involves working with the community, bringing in resources, and it clearly involves working with the Department of Education. So there's so many components, and you've heard a lot about that already this morning, that you need to work on the ground, you need to work with the stakeholders very closely. When you evaluate the program, you want to evaluate yourself, are we doing a good job? But that's not really that important. It's mostly about evaluating how the folks you're working with are succeeding. And I can tell you that when we started in this area of East Central Uganda, the assessment of food security based on international standards was about one family in 10 being food secure. And we're routinely now in the 60 to 70% of the families are routinely food secure. So it's been very successful because of interest of our faculty. We have a lot of passion for working there. We take students over there. They have a great deal of passion. It's their passion that's making it work. And, of course, interacting and getting the trust of the local communities to allow us to work more closely with them. So a few lessons learned, recommendations. I'm sure you know about the sustainable livelihoods approach. It's people-centered, it's holistic, it's sustainable. You know those things. But there's a few things that we found to be particularly important, and you've heard a little bit about that already. Building on your partnerships. We've had a very good partnership working with Makerere University and a local NGO, BEDCO. We want to thank Dr. Mateti Vakunda. He was principal of the College of Agriculture at Makerere University at that time, and he was very instrumental in helping us get started, and it's very much Mateti, and he's been a very, very wonderful resource ever since. Getting linked to local institutions. I can't emphasize this strongly enough. The institutions, whether they're schools, whether they're administration, whether they're the Department of Nutrition or whatever they're calling it in Uganda, you have to work with these folks because they're going to promote it, your small project, nationwide. And that's been very, very successful with us, with our program. What I like particularly about our program, and I hope you can do this in yours, is to be flexible. It's my favorite F word, flexible, because not everything we try or that the community wants to try will work. You can't expand everything, but if you're flexible and you have continued support from donors, you can do this, and it's been just remarkable. Those nutrition programs that have been developed, now we're working with well over 1,000 young women with their children who have been struggling with nutrition are now being very, very, very successful. And finally, you got to put people first. I think that's the bottom line message. Whether you're working with farmers, nutritionists, whether you're working with the schools, the young people, put them first. And you find that their needs become your needs. And it works out very, very well. My last point is if you have the opportunity to work with your donors and bring them to bear, to get their input, have them actively engaged, not kept at arm's length, you will find that extremely beneficial. Thank you very much. I'm going to unabashedly promote this book, which summarizes some of our lessons learned. I have copies if you would like one.
Thank you, Mark.